East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
We start with news just in. An elderly man has been killed and several others injured in a multi-vehicle crash in the Durban CBD. It's understood around five cars collided on Masabalala Yengwa Avenue and Somsi Road this afternoon. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says one of the vehicles was found on its side with the driver entrapped.
Paramedics together with the Itakwini Fire Department found the one driver entrapped in the wreckage and carefully extricated the man. However, he then went into a state of cardiac arrest. Despite all resuscitation efforts, the male in his 90s passed away at the scene. A further six people had sustained various injuries, and once stabilised on the scene, they were transported to nearby hospitals for the further care that they required. The roadway was closed for some time whilst emergency personnel worked to clear the scene. At this stage, the events leading up to the crash is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
KZN motorists have until the end of next month to swap over to the province's new number plate system or risk driving illegally. The provincial government made the decision in 2023 after it was found that the former number plates were exhausted. KZN Transport spokesperson Ndabezindle Sibiya has warned that you will be fined if caught after the deadline. He says the new system will come with enhanced security features.
We are emphasizing that driving around with an old number plate after the 30th of November, motorists will be in violation of the National Road Traffic Act. We are obviously dealing with all these issues in the interest of the people of KwaZulu-Natal to prevent fraud and corruption, to prevent those using number plates, duplicating them just to advance criminal agenda.
And further afield, a Turkish court has sentenced 11 people to life imprisonment over a fire at a luxury ski resort that killed 78 people, including 30 children. The fire swept through the Grand Kartal Hotel and the mountain resort of Kartal Kaya in January. Investigators said safety norms had been flouted. At least 137 people were injured. The owner, hotel manager, and several members of the hotel board are among those who've been given life terms by the court today. And finally, South Africans are gearing up to support the Proteas women when they take on host India in Sunday's Cricket World Cup final. The Proteas thrashed England women by 125 runs on Wednesday to reach their first ever ODI Women's World Cup final. Newswatch has asked some East Coasters about their thoughts ahead of the big match. Nongusho Mazibogo says she hopes the game will shine a light on women's cricket.
More females are going to want to partake. Younger kids looking up to these women here, looking up to the team. It's actually going to bring a lot of positive attention. It's going to bring a lot of positive inspiration for the younger generation.
This while Tsakani Ndubane says she has no doubt that the Proteas will bring home the trophy.
What the Protea women need to focus on is that they need to have composure under pressure. Sharp fielding will definitely work in their favor. A strong opening partnership will set the tone and most importantly, their belief.
Sandile Shabalala says coach Mandla Mashimbi's leadership has been crucial to the team's success.
He really is trying to make sure that we look after the future of cricket.
I think the most thing that the team needs to focus on getting over the line and just playing cricket. Mustn't think too much about all the things outside. That's how they're going to bring the trophy home.
Durban 24, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26.
And look what's coming up in your sports. The big one, the Proteas women. Their coach, Mandla Mashimbi, wants his team to embrace the nerves of the Cricket World Cup final when they face India on Sunday. Springbok centre Damian Delendi says composure will be key against the Japanese attack. And Gavin Hunt's Durban City get ready for Kaizer Chiefs while Mamelodi Sundowns meet in a top-of-the-table clash.